Hey, this is Fish and Frank. Another clip on Radio Fishing, and I got Mallory and Andrew with us. Mallory is, if you read our blog, which I'm sure you do, Mallory's the one that's been doing the fishing post on there, and Mallory's a sports writer, and she's going to be writing and writes for several magazines. She's going to be writing for more, and her husband Andrew, and you guys are like intense shore fishing from the beach for big fish people.
Yes.
Absolutely. We slightly have a problem.
Yes. A minor addiction to massive fish on from land.
Absolutely.
Now, you guys actually bought a boat and decided this just wasn't as good as fishing from the beach.
No. Well, with the beach, there's no gas money. There's no maintenance. There's no yelling at each other, launching and re-trailering the boat. So we figured we'd just cut out all that unneeded stress and get right to back to catching the fish.
And you guys do an amazing job catching the fish. You're into big sharks. I mean, Andrew is Tarzan in disguise. When you see him, you think, you know, you look at him, you would think, oh, you know, thin guy, you know, tall. And to watch, I've seen pictures of you wrestling these 8-foot bull sharks up on land. Now, how, when you guys get ready to go, I mean, Mallory just sits there and goes, I want to go, right?
Yeah, exactly. Andrew loads the car.
Yeah, we're kind of completely backwards from most couples, so most of the time it's Mallory forcing me to go out and fish because, you know, it takes a lot out of you. People don't realize how much work there is just in prepping, and we spend hours upon it. We spend the whole off-season, well, what we call the off-season when we're catching black tips and sandbars, just gathering bait, freezing to death on the piers, and fishing for things that most of you guys out there target. We want them for bait. People think we're crazy.
Fill the freezer for spring.
So what do you guys catch for bait?
Stingrays, mullet, jacks.
Anything that I can get past these guys from eating and is legal goes in my freezer, and I'll try it at least once.
So primarily you guys are targeting sharks. What's the target shark? What's the white whale of shark fishing?
This year, we need to catch a hammerhead. That's one shark that we have not yet to catch from shore. Our teammates have successfully landed a hammer the last couple of years, but we want our own this year. Definitely a hammerhead or tiger shark.
Yeah, the tiger shark on this coast is...
It's a ghost.
once you land that fish, you're legit, in my opinion.
Right.
There's a lot of guys out who go out and they catch... And there's nothing wrong with that, who catch the black tips and the bull sharks. I mean, the bull sharks are a blast. Everybody knows they're the meanest thing that swims, but the tiger, it's just elusive.
Well, the bull shark's the craziest thing that swims. I don't care what anybody says. Hammerhead has a pattern to its life. Tigers, all these sharks, they actually, it seems like they think they understand their part in the world. But a bull shark, he can come in and you could pet him and pick his teeth with a, you know, brush his teeth with a toothbrush, and the next one's going to try and jump backwards and bite you in half.
Exactly.
I mean, you never know what they're going to do. That's, to me, what makes them dangerous.
Absolutely. And, you know, we went 2 years where I had absolutely no problem releasing these bull sharks. And then this past season, the spring and summer, I had 3 of them, after I released them, spin around and try and get me and chase me up on the beach.
Really? Okay. Now, just to let you guys know, they're out there. They take a cart, actually a couple of carts, and they take it out. They put their sand spikes in. Now, you don't cast your bait out. What do you guys do to get your bait out in the water?
Andrew kayaks our bait out. Depending on where we are, Boca Grande Pass is usually 30 to 40 yards. Any other sandy beaches, anywhere from 100 to 300 yards. Now, kayaking.
You kayak your bait out, because how big is a chunk of bait for you, Andrew?
During when we're targeting the hammers and the tigers, during the tarpon run mostly, anywhere from 10 to 40 pounds.
10 to 40 pounds of bait on a hook. So you take your kayak out there, you put it in, and you paddle the kayak out with the bait between your legs. Has this ever caused a problem? I mean, you're going out there, you've got the fish blood dripping off, and here you look like a big seal going out there.
Yeah, I mean... twice this year, I think, I got bumped about 100 yards out because I leave my scupper plugs out and my sit on top because I like that I let that blood leak a little bit because I think, you know, it's got to help somewhat.
Yeah, but you've had two sharks hit your kayak
this year.
It's bleeding fish blood.
That's a good sign. It means they're out there.
Yeah.
If he gets eaten, that means you're going to catch a big one, Mal?
Yeah, well, just bumping him. If he gets bumped, you know, they're out there. It's going to be a good night.
It motivates you to paddle back really quickly. You don't get as tired.
So you take this 10 to 40-pound piece of bait. You run it out with the reel on loose, so, and you throw it in the water, you paddle back, and then it's kind of a waiting game to see what happens. Do you guys do anything to enhance the bite?
Sometimes we use various chums, or we cut up whatever we have leftovers. We usually, when we fish a stingray, we cut off both of its wings and just fish the body, and we usually have those wings left over. If it's a slow night, we'll try to chum it up along the beach, but other than that, it's just a waiting game, really.
So what happens when it hits? Okay, we're out here. The line's going. What happens
now?
Yeah, well, the hardest part is you cannot lose your mind.
Yeah, you cannot let the line go slack. You have to get harnessed up. Always kind of know where you put your stuff. We have a pipe in the middle of all of our rods that holds our D-hooker, our tail rope, and our harnesses are right below it. So any of these rods are going off, you know where your harness is. Get it on quickly. Make sure it's fitted to you. And then get that rod and make sure that line does not go slack.
The hardest part is, especially during the monster season, as we call it, when you're fishing those big baits, is you have to let that fish eat for, you know, we try and let him eat for almost 60 seconds when we're using a huge bait. And that's why we don't wear our harnesses. Everything is prepped, but we're not prepared. Because if you have to take the time to put that on, it keeps you from just picking that rod up and pulling the bait out of the fish's mouth.
Yeah, so you got to let them chew on it, get down, get to where the hook is, and that putting on the harnesses, getting rigged, dressed, ready to go, waist harness, the gimbal belt, the whole bit. So now you've got the fish on, and he's dragging Mal into the water. I mean, she's like 90 pounds soaking wet, and so you're fighting this fish back and forth, and from land, it's a lot more difficult, isn't it? Because you have to have more line, bigger rigs, bigger everything, because you cannot start the beach up. You can't put a key into the beach and follow the fish.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the other thing you can't do on a boat, you just reel up your rods and you get them out of the way, your spare rods. But for us, I mean, it's just not feasible. It takes you too long to get the baits back in, and, you know, we're dragging 2 to 10 pounds of weight sometimes. So you're playing hop, skip, and jump over rods, and that's where you would have to be nuts to do this by yourself. Because
now, isn't it true that, okay, Mallory's got a fish, and she's reeling in, cranking this fish up, and he starts heading towards your line. You run out into the water to try and scare the fish around these other lines?
Yeah, I mean, anything you can do, even if it's run out there and jump and stand on the line to pinch it down in the sand or, you know,
to get him to cross over and not tangle up.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys are beginning to get a picture. Mallory's fighting this fish. She's dragging it in. It's starting to head towards one of the other lines. So Andrew runs out in the water in front of the shark, pushes his feet on the line to let the shark run across it, or lifts it up out of the way so the shark can run past, which means running past him. So now the shark's almost up to shore. You've done all this. How do you get it up on the beach? I've seen you guys land 300-pound, 400-pound sharks up there. What happens? Do you have to go in the water to get it?
Yeah, we usually we'll get it just where it beaches, because you don't want it too far up on the sand, because, you know, once the waves start crashing over it, it starts to bury. So we'll get it just where its belly touches, and I'll run out, and I'll get hold of his tail. If it works, I'll use my tail rope, but a lot of times, you know, in the chaos of everything,
it's just easier to drag them up by their tail. You get a good grip on the base of their tail and just pull as hard as you can. For me, being smaller, it's easier for me to get the tail rope because I feel like I have more control over the shark. But for Andrew, he's a little bit stronger than me. He can.
So now, if Andrew's on the rod, you run out in the water.
Yes.
Wrap a rope around the shark's tail and dragging him up to the beach.
Yes.
And vice versa, depending on who has the rod. You guys both, I mean, I've been fishing a long time. I am not really mentally prepared to jump in the water, go out there, try and stop the fish heading back to deep water.
It's the best part. My first solo leader, when Andrew was on a bull shark this summer, it was just me and Andrew out there, and I have to go in and leader this fish. And I did it. And I mean, it was a learning experience, but it was amazing to be in the water with a prehistoric creature. Mm-hmm.
that can eat you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a nice bull shark, though. I mean, he was
the hardest
kind.
Part is just keeping calm because, you know, when your adrenaline's going, it is so hard to do anything precisely. And you really have to, I mean, you always want the spotlight on the fish if it's nighttime because I want to see where its head is.
So you're out there in the dark,
yes.
In the water with a 4 to 9 foot shark, and you're trying to grab him while he's swimming.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, when you see these people,